I'm Kathy Manley, and I'm here with Brian Adams.
Are you lucky for you?
Yes. And we do have a question from Abigail and Miss Byford's class at Murchison School in Murchison, Texas. She has an excellent question, and that is animal behavior a good predictor of approaching storms?
That is an excellent question. You know, one reason it's such a good question is because there isn't really a good answer. And, you know, sometimes we have shades of gray. Certainly, sometimes animals respond to changes in atmospheric pressure, which is related to the weather, and they might change in response to humidity and temperature. They probably couldn't be used to make a really good weather forecast, luckily for the weather forecasters on TV, right? but sometimes they do behave in certain ways when weather changes are underway. They probably aren't going to be able to forecast weather way in advance. For example, sometimes people think if you look at caterpillars and how woolly the woolly bears are, that might tell you whether there's going to be a really hard winter or not. That likely doesn't work really well. But there are some things that do indicate a response to changes in the weather.
Well, that was a great answer, even if it is shades of gray.
It is shades of gray. You know, it's an area where there needs to be more research. Maybe some of the students watching this program today will be involved in that research.
Well, and I think that that's really interesting, the fact that we don't know all this information, and it leaves a lot open for them to investigate.
Life would be so boring if we knew all the answers.
It sure would. Well, unfortunately, science is one that we don't have all the answers yet.
You're exactly right.
Well, this is great, and I really appreciate you answering that. Now, so what I want to do to you kids out there, send in questions. We've got the experts here. Ask questions about Alaska, ask questions about Texas and the coastal issues, and let's get these answered. So start sending them in the chat room, and we'll put them on. And then for right now, we're going to swing over to Alaska, see what's going on over there.